Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Lybrand, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us as we continue to talk about young people with special needs. We've been talking about Down syndrome for the past few days and these very special gifts, these special young people. And I hope that you have listened and it's touched your heart to want to make a difference in the lives of these young people. We're talking about Beards for Benefits, and we're talking about a special turkey hunt opportunity that's coming up in Donelsonville, Georgia. I found out about this effort and I reached out and said, hey, would you like to share about this? And he got the seal of approval to come on The Mark White Show and to share about this special event as we try to help disabled children. Right now I have with me on the show Festus Pote. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Festus.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me and taking some time to hear what we're trying to do.
Well, thank you for your service to our country. I appreciate your service, and now you've decided to take on trying to help these young people finding purpose in your life after the military, and it sounds like you're enjoying what you're doing.
I'll tell you, I was blessed. The Lord's calling originally was for me to join the military, and I served 26 years, and I was blessed to be able to train and lead some of the finest young men and women of the United States of America. And when I retired in 2010, I tried to figure out what I was going to do, and I'm 100% disabled myself, and I just had a calling, and the Lord told me to, just try to give back. So all I do now is work with several nonprofits and try to help disabled veterans and disabled children enjoy the world, because, we all think we have it bad, but until you sit down and spend a day with a disabled child and see a smile on their face, no matter what they're going through, it just touches your heart and blesses you. And being able to help a disabled veteran that might be on the edge, we lose 22 veterans a day, and we don't want that number to increase. We'd like it to go down drastically, and I do whatever I can to give back and make sure we provide hope.
I know you said that you are helping several organizations, and the one that we're talking about today in particular is Beards for Benefits. I wanted to know how you found out about this organization and decided that this is one you would like to support.
Well, sir, I'll be honest with you. I like you mentioned, I do work with several nonprofits. I do a lot of veteran coordination and disabled children coordination for these guys. And I was contacted by a man named Blake Sherlin. He sits on the board with the Beers for Benefits. Clay Armstrong is the founder. He's a vet himself. And they are a nonprofit, like I said, and their goal is to bring together wounded veterans and children with disabilities to celebrate life through the joy of turkey hunting and being together in the great outdoors. And I was contacted or put in contact with Blake, and we talked, and he wanted to get together with me and meet and see if we could help each other out. And he put me in touch with another great American named Derek Fussell, who happens to live about 35 miles down the road from me here in the Panhandle of Florida, and we didn't know it. And we're trying to do our best to reach out to these kids and these veterans. And when I dive into something, you know, I was taught in the military, you don't do anything part way, you do it all the way 100% and give it your best. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I'll tell you, these guys here with Beers for Benefits, I read about them and talked to them. And then I'll tell you, I couldn't be more proud to be able to say that I helped these guys out and attend their event.
That is awesome. I mean, when we can find a place, an organization where we feel like they're doing an amazing job and we can just lock arms with them and try to help them in their effort, that is huge. And I try to encourage people through the show to find these organizations that they want to be a part of, then find that organization and join them and be a part of it.
I agree 100%. And, you know, a lot of people sometimes they get timid or they're a little apprehensive about doing something like this. And my advice to people is, hey, you just got to take that leap of faith and believe that the Lord's going to guide you in the right direction. And these guys have been doing it for a while, and I myself have been doing it a while, and I've dealt with, you know, so much being in the military and being a combat vet. And once you take that step or make that leap and you sit down and just spend a day with these kids, you know, I just can't even put into words what it's like. They can make your biggest worries seem minute when you hear that a child with spinal bifida has been through 44 surgeries, and no matter how many surgeries he goes through, when he wakes up, he's got the biggest smile on his face, and he's larger than life. And I tell you, once you have that feeling overcome you, your troubles in the world just seem to go away.
That's incredible, buddy. And I'm glad that you have found these efforts to be a part of. And as I mentioned, on March the 10th, you announced that there's a turkey hunt opportunity for 3 to 5 disabled children. And it's April the 8th through the 10th, and it's in Donaldsonville, Georgia. Food and lodgings provided. I mean, this organization is going all out to try to help kids have a special time.
Yes, sir. They will provide the food, the lodging, and in the state of Georgia, as long as you're 16 years old or younger, you don't have to pay for a license. So that's a cost that doesn't come out of the pocket of the, you know, of the children. The veterans themselves, if they're not from Georgia, they have to get a license. But that's just a small sacrifice to get to go out on a big event. And right now, the mission of Beers for Benefits is to have 20 disabled children and 20 disabled veterans. And we're about ready to close out the disabled veterans. I need to validate 3 more guys, and then that'll be the 20. We need about, like I said, 3 to 5 children to round out the 20. And these guys are amazing. If the child doesn't have a shotgun to hunt with, you show up, they have the shotguns, they have the ammunition. You know, they'll take the parent out with them. They'll sit in the blind. They'll have a guide out there. The guide will help call the turkeys. It's really a great event. They'll provide the lodging, the food, and, you know, the fellowship, and just having these kids be out around other children, you know, with special needs or disabilities, as well as the veterans. And one of the things that have tied everything together is you get a lot of disabled veterans out there that might be on the edge, that we're hoping don't become part of that number 22 committing suicide every day. And they sit in a blind with a disabled child. And it's just amazing to see the reaction and how they come together and the effect that it has on the disabled veteran when it's over with.
Now, you mentioned that the veterans who participate, if they come from out of state, of course, they have to buy a license. But 16 and under in the state of Georgia do not have to have a license to hunt. And this is open to special needs young people from wherever they can come from another state?
Sure, yes. You know, they're doing the same thing here that I do with this other ministry that I work with. And we had children come from west side of Arkansas, the farthest side of Arkansas you could come from. We had children from Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia. It doesn't matter where these kids live or these families are at. If their parents can commit to the hunt and get them down there, they will be taken care of. And I was talking to Blake Sherling earlier, and I can't speak on it, but he was talking about getting with the board members and seeing that if they have it in their ability, they want to try to provide like gift cards, maybe help cover some of the high fuel costs to help the families get there. So, I mean, these guys are going all out to do everything they can. And, you know, there's one thing I didn't mention. You know, they have a banquet this weekend in Donaldsonville that helps fundraise to cover costs for this event. And one of the things that these guys do is they have scholarships for kids that they try to award every year with the money they raise. So, I mean, it's not just a hunt. There's so many other things that they're doing. They help provide wheelchairs, specialty assistance devices to help these veterans and these kids. I mean, it's not just a turkey hunt. There's just so much more that happens behind the scenes that's amazing.
Right now we're talking about a special hunt that's coming up April 8th through the 10th, and they need 3 to 5 young people, special needs, that want to participate, 16 and under. And we want you to think about a young person with special needs that might want to participate in this turkey hunt. That's why we're here. That's why he's on the show, is to try to bring awareness to Beards for Benefits and talk about this special organization and what they're trying to do to help veterans and young people. So I hope that you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go
through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today as I talk to Festus Pote. He is the founder of the Hunter's Review, and today we're talking about Beards for Benefits as well as a couple of other organizations that he'll mention near the end of this segment. But right now we're talking about the Beards for Benefits, and we're talking about a turkey hunt that's taking place April 8th through the 10th, and they're looking for 3 to 5 young people with special needs, 16 and under. And this is also supporting veterans as well. They have that part taken care of. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Festus.
Hey, thanks for having me back, sir.
Glad to have you. And we want to talk about how, if someone's listening right now, they can sign up to have their young person be a part of this effort.
And you can send me an email, and that's at Festus, F-L, F-E-S-T-U-S-F-L, @yahoo.com. Send me an email and let me know who you are, where you're at, and let me know that you can make it. And the biggest thing that we have to worry about is we want to help everybody that we can. So when you tell us you're going to make it, we really hope you can make it unless an emergency comes up and you can't, because every slot that goes unfilled is one child that gets left behind. The other way you can get a hold of me is you can go out on Facebook and you can look me up. I'm the one and only Festus Pote on Facebook, and it's got a picture of my grandbaby wearing a pink shirt that says Pawpaw's number one. So you can also find me there and follow my page for upcoming events with different organizations and throughout the year, and then send me an instant message telling me that you can make it. Our goal is to make this a full event, and we need 20 children and 20 veterans, and you know, the more we can reach out to and touch and have an effect on, the better we are.
Absolutely. And we want people to send you that email, festusfl@yahoo.com, if they're interested in being a part of that effort. And then, as you mentioned in the first segment, Festus, there are several organizations that you try to help.
Yes, sir. Again, like I said, being a disabled veteran myself, I joined a group called the Fallen Outdoors. And Fallen Outdoors has an east, a west, south region, and they're about 65,000 to 70,000 members strong. And I'm a pro staffer with them. I call myself a tweener because I live in the Florida Panhandle, somewhere out in the middle of the woods, about 35 miles south of the Alabama state line, below Dothan, right between Panama City and Dothan. And I pro staff for the state of Florida in the Panhandle, and I pro staff for the southern half of Alabama. And that's why I call myself a tweener. But I work with those veterans all the time, and they do amazing work getting veterans out on fishing trips, hunting trips, get-togethers, different types of events, archery shoots, you name it. They do everything they can. And again, our ultimate goal is to ensure that we don't have anybody else become part of that 22. One of the other groups that I work with, I'm on the board of the directors for the Area of Operations Incorporated, and all these groups are on Facebook, and they're a veterans group as well. And we all have a common goal, and these groups will collaborate with each other. One of the big groups that I'm with, and I say big, it's a ministry, and they're called Iron Man Outdoor Ministries. And, they put on disabled children's hunting and fishing trips as well as veteran trips. And we have a fishing trip coming up in May where we're going to host roughly 100 disabled veterans down in Orange Beach, Alabama. And the only requirement for the veteran is he's got to get there. His room, his meal, the banquet, the fishing trip, everything is covered. And it's an amazing event, as well as all the other events that are put on by the organization. And I'll be posting those trips on my personal page as well as the Fallen Outdoors page, the Area of Operations page, and hopefully I'll be blessed and you'll have me back and we can talk about that as we get closer to that event as well.
That'll be great. And the main thing is that we see people out there making a difference, and we highlight those efforts and show the people who are out there trying to work to help, whether it's our veterans, special needs young people, or other efforts, and show where they're making a difference. And hopefully somebody listening right now they say, I want to make a difference too, and this sounds like a direction I'd like to go in.
Well, sir, I'll be honest with you. If there's somebody out there that hears this, which I'm hopefully there will be, and you know, you have a big heart and you want to make a difference, we're always looking for donations. The Beard for Benefits, any donation, help them fulfill all scholarships, help them fulfill getting the track chairs to get disabled kids out in the woods, help them get shooting devices where some kids don't have the ability to maybe squeeze a trigger, but they can blow on it and have the weapon fire that way. We're always looking for sponsors for the Ironman Outdoors. Right now we have 60 tables that we're going to be hosting in the Convention Center in Orange Beach in May, and we're looking for sponsors for those tables. They hold 10 veterans, and if you sponsor a table, that gets you and a guest to be able to come and attend the banquet and go out on a fishing trip and enjoy the time with the veterans yourself. So contact me about that as well. I encourage you guys to go out and look up Beard for Benefits with on Facebook. Look up the area of operations. Look up the Fallen Outdoors if you happen to be a disabled veteran. Look up Ironman Outdoor Ministries. And I forgot to mention one group, and I apologize to Derek Pussle. I did mention his name a little earlier. He lives 35 miles down the road from me in Panama City, but he has a group that's a 501, and he does the same thing. It's called Camo Dreams, and he's another great American. And all these guys are great Americans. They have one goal in mind, and that's to help veterans and disabled kids and make a difference in their lives.
Awesome. We appreciate the great work of all of these people, and we love recognizing these difference makers on the Mark White Show. And Festus, I appreciate your time today to share about this special effort that's coming up on April 8th through the 10th. And we want to be able to have a young person be able to participate if they would like to do that. And again, tell people how they can connect with you for this special turkey hunt, thanks to Beards for Benefits.
So again, guys, if you're interested in this and you have a child that you want to get out in the woods, you can email me, Festus, that's F-E-S-T-U-S-F-L, at yahoo.com. And yes, Festus is from Gunsmoke, for all of us old-timers out there. Or you can find me on Facebook at Festus Pote, and my profile picture is of my grandbaby in a pink shirt, says Pawpaw's number one. Contact me there, send me a private message, DM me, I'm your PME. I'll be glad to help you make a donation or get a child or a veteran out that's looking for some love, and hopefully we can put some healing hands on them and pray with them and make a difference in their lives as well as the veteran's lives.
Thank you again, Festus Pote.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me on the show. God bless you, and I hope you have a blessed day. I watched it all on my radio.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And if you're encouraged by this show, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference across the country and the world. And I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and then go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.